Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hope you're having a great weekend. You're plugged into Long Island this morning along the Cox Media Group Long Island Radio Network. I'm Ted Linder, and this morning we have Wilkins Young with us. Wilkins is from the Suffolk County United Veterans. He's been here before. He's talked all about the organization, but he's back this morning to talk about it again. Heading into the holiday season, you know, the brave men and women that are overseas fighting for our freedoms, the brave men and women that have come back from overseas. We can't forget about them. As we head towards the end of 2017. Wilkins, thanks for coming in this morning. I know it's early, but appreciate you coming in and talking about this great organization.
Thank you, Ted, for having us.
Give us a brief history about the Suffolk County United Veterans and how you got involved and what you guys do for the great veterans here on Long Island.
Okay. Well, initially, Suffolk County United Veterans was founded by John Lynch, who was a former Vietnam War veteran. And initially, he focused on meeting housing needs in the county for the homeless veterans. But in the process of providing houses, he also found out that there was a city need for other supportive services in there. Henceforth, we started this process in 1989. I myself came on board in 2000. And
you yourself are a veteran,
and
correct?
I myself am a veteran, and I'm also a product of the program.
Right, and you served... How long did you serve, and where did you serve?
I served 2 years in Germany.
Okay, in Germany.
Yes,
all right, sounds good. So the organization you got involved with after serving, you guys started in 1990, you said?
Well, no, in 1990, in 2014, we merged.
Okay.
With Clubhouse of Suffolk, who was formed in 1990.
Okay.
And what happened was, in 2014... The Association of Mental Health and Wellness was formed with the merger of three successful Suffolk County organizations, which was the Mental Health Association of Suffolk County, Clubhouse of Suffolk, and Suffolk County United Veterans. And in that process, the Mental Health Association of Suffolk County provided mental health advocacy for people that are having mental health disabilities.
And that's such a big key here, not just amongst the veterans, but amongst the population as a whole. Mental health is a big issue. We've seen it time and time again. Whenever you have one of these tragedies like a shooting, they still don't know what drove the Las Vegas gunman, for example, out at Mandalay Bay at the end of September. But mental health has been called into question, and mental health so important for our veterans. And talk a little bit more about the programs that you guys offer.
Well, number one, first of all, we offer a housing program. We have four types of housing in our program. We have what we call our shelter, which houses 24 veterans. And we also have transitional housing. And then we have a permanent housing. Once the individual finishes with emergency housing and transitional housing, he can go to permanent housing. And we also have a senior housing program. In these programs, we also provide supportive services, such as a social worker, a licensed social worker for the shelter, because, you know, the needs coming in are so extreme. And in our permanent housing, in our senior housing, we have a caseworker who just monitors and makes sure that the veterans are, you know, doing the things that they need to do to continue to be productive. We have an educational job training program where we work with the Westchester Urban League, where we train and help our veterans that are disabled and are trying to get back in the workforce into some type of field that disability doesn't prohibit them from, you know, doing the things that they wanted to do. We have food pantries out in Riverhead and also on site in Yaphank. We also have what we call the Joseph P. Dwyer program, which is a program, it's a peer-to-peer mentored program that was basically established about 5 years ago with the help of our Congressman Zeldin. And in this program, what we do is we have a bunch of peers that get together and we talk about, you know, problems, issues, and sometimes successes.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So you're a veteran. You come back from serving, and you don't even necessarily have to be going through hard times. You just need some help, or you know, you just want to, you know, find your feet and maybe try and get back into everyday life and society as a whole. That's a very difficult thing for vets as well, correct?
Yes, it is.
For people to come back after serving and then to meld back with the regular population. So for somebody listening this morning that maybe has just come back or is a veteran, is having hard times, give us some contact information, how they would get in contact with you, and take us through the process of what would happen first. If I was a veteran coming back and needed some help, I walk in, I call you guys, and what's the first step? But first, give out the contact information.
If you need any type of homeless help at all, you can contact us at 631-924-8088, extension 1600. That's the shelter number. If you're looking for any peer service, as such as the Joseph Tweed Drive program, you can contact us at 631-853-8345. And we'll be able to provide you with some type of peer-to-peer group where you can sit down and talk to peer veterans and your comrades and maybe get some insights of how you can deal with the things that you're dealing with. Now
you guys do you have programs coming up? I mean, not programs, but we've talked about some of the programs. Do you have some events coming up?
Yes.
Actually, we're heading into the holiday season.
Well, actually, we have a lot of things going on, but it's like a lot of little organizations like Girl Scouts come in and cook breakfast for them and few other things, but we are going to have on November the 4th a car show from the North Fork Car Club.
Oh,
and
nice.
They're going to come out and they're going to, you know, put on a car show and serve food and do
and
everything.
And where is that going to happen?
That's going to happen at 32 Mill Road, Yaphank, at the John J. Lynch Veterans Center at 12 o'clock.
All right, excellent. And then after that?
After that, that's the 4th. And then Veterans Day, they'll be having Girl Scouts come in and cook them breakfast in the morning.
Oh, beautiful.
And
Veterans Day this year is a Saturday, November 11th.
That's right. And then we were going to take them out, but everybody likes their little Applebee's. So it's that, you know, everybody gets to go to Applebee's on
Veterans
Day.
Sounds good, yeah.
And,
definitely. You know, I love the appetizers and half-price drinks and everything, right? There's all the specials that they have going on. Very cool.
And you know what? That day is a lot of camaraderie that's going on. You know what I mean? Even if you never knew each other, just the fact that you walk in the door and you're a veteran and you automatically feel at home.
Right. It's like a special society, a special club to be a part of.
Yes, it is.
So the holiday season coming, and we don't want to forget our veterans. And for people that maybe are listening that aren't, you know, a veteran or didn't serve but want to help out the organization, how can they go about doing that?
Well, they can contact us at 631, at the number that I just gave.
Yeah, give it out again.
631-924-8088, okay. Extension 1600.
And a website for people to check out?
Social
media, a big thing now, social media, another way for people to get connected to the organization. The Suffolk County Veterans plugged into Long Island this morning here on the Cox Media Group Long Island Radio Network. We're talking with Wilkins Young from the Suffolk County United Veterans, all about the organization, not forgetting our veterans, not leaving them behind. Support, they need that. So we have to always make sure that we never forget our vets and take care of them.
Can I talk about a few programs that extend outside our program that also services veterans in the community?
Absolutely. Tell us all about it.
Okay, please. Thank you. We're talking about a program called the SSVF program, which is Supportive Services for Veterans and Their Family. And we co-partner with this particular program with EOC. And what we do, we are the outreach persons for veterans that we go out into the communities and to events to see, to find veterans and veteran families that are in need. And we assess them and refer them to EOC, and we can assist them with housing, helping them try and find housing, assist them with their water bills or utility bills when they are behind in their bills, or help them with their rent, or either help them get security or whatever various ways that we can utilize to help them. Those are resources that we utilize to help other veterans that are outside our program. We also work with United Way with the Military Assistance Program.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yes, it is. It works real good. It also helps veterans and their family in financial needs that can't meet certain things. So these are the programs that we work to help. Also, not only do we serve veterans that are in our program, but we also do services outside our program to veterans and families in the community also.
All right, excellent. That's definitely good to know. Some of the people that have helped partner with you guys, To make the organization even bigger and better. Is there anybody that stands out in your mind?
Oh, yes. First of all, Suffolk County Veteran Agency with Tom Ronayne. They are co-facilitators with the Joseph Pree Dwyer program. Been very supportive with us throughout this project. Also, we've been working close with the VA itself as far as, you know, working with veterans that, you know, that need housing when they leave from the VA for services of that particular nature. And we work with other community resources out in the community for veterans that don't have veteran benefits. So we're connected with community resources if they have other than honorable discharges. We connect them with them so they can still get the services. Because I always tell veterans, okay, you can't get that benefit, but you're still a citizen. You know what I mean? You got your rights as American citizens, too. Your veterans' rights is just something extra that you had.
Right.
You know, so we can go back to the basics. And we utilize the community resources to help them all.
How rewarding is it to be a part of something like this? And what kind of feedback and reception do you get from the community?
I get a lot. You know, it's a good feeling when you run into somebody and you're out and somebody calls you and they ask you, you know, how you doing and, you know, how's the program, and thank you for all that you did for them. And, you know, we have guys that have been through the program that comes back now and volunteers, you know what I mean? They just want to give back, you know what I mean? Some come and do a Sunday dinner for us. Some come and help out at the pantry. Some just come and just volunteer to do anything that's necessary around there. And some just come around and sit down and talk to the guys around there and just, you know, let them know, you know, hey, it's possible. Look, I was here a couple of months ago, you know what I mean? I got me a nice little apartment and so and so. I got me a nice little room and so and so. Or I got me a job doing this nowadays. So it's a means of showing that it works. You know what I mean? Because sometimes when you get into change, first thing about change sometimes is the looking at the defeat part.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Can I do this?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's good to be around people that have been through it.
For people that, you know, you deal with on an everyday basis, you must have some great stories, some terrific stories of people overcoming tough times in their life, you know, struggles after coming back, after serving. And there's probably also a lot of sad stories as well, correct?
Yes, it is. I mean, that's the one thing about this service. I don't want to call it a business. This service that we provide is that, you know, it has its ups and it has its downs. You know, I always believe that all we can do is put forth the effort, you know,
right,
and walk away knowing that, you know, you did the best that you could do.
Right.
You know what I mean?
We hear a lot of talk about the VA,
mm-hmm,
and, you know, it's become a little bit of a political issue to clean up the VA. There's a lot of, struggle with the VA. You know, there's been some things that have come out, you know, some accusations against the VA not doing enough to take care of our vets. What's your take on all of that?
Well, me, myself, personally, I don't have any problem with them. I utilize the services myself. And I also encourage veterans that have their services available to them that is in my program to utilize those services. I've experienced it in several stages. And I think this is one of the good stages that, you know, they have been in. I mean, you know, things do go bad every now and then. I mean, you know, nothing's perfect. It's just a matter of, you know, when you find something that's wrong, you fix it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I think, you know, right now, I'm very happy with the services I received. And I wouldn't recommend my guys to go there if I didn't feel like they could get the care. Now, you have to realize everybody has their own personal opinion. And everybody also sometimes don't have a good experience as I've had in it. So, you know, it's like everybody has their own choice. So
right.
You should just leave it out like that.
Right, absolutely. No, that's a good answer, for sure. And you know, good experience. And probably a lot of the positive stuff doesn't get reported.
That's
it's
true.
Only when there's something negative that that comes up. How did you do when you came back? Well, talk a little bit more about your personal story.
My personal story was I came home and I thought I had it all and didn't realize that I didn't have anything. I mean, you
right.
know.
And we're plugged into the Long Island this morning. I should mention we're talking with Wilkins Young from the Suffolk County United Veterans. How old were you when you went in, when you came out?
I was 21 when I went in, and I was turning 24 when I came out. And had a family, so I had responsibilities. And
kids?
Yes, two.
Yeah.
And a boy and a girl. And I went through an experience in Germany that I really didn't know how it affected me until later on down in my life.
Right.
And it was a life-threatening experience, one that I was on maneuvers, and we were trapped in an M-13 personnel carrier. And it was my job to sleep with the carrier because I was the driver. And the ammunition was up under the heater tank, or the heater of the tank of the carrier. And the bullet starts to fly. And I woke up in the middle of the night with tracer rounds flying around me in this thing. And I really didn't realize how bad it had affected me until I got home, where as today, I still don't sleep without something being on, radio, TV. Mm. I don't sleep with that dead sleep. It's like I have to have some type of semi-conscious alertness all along. But before learning all of this, before, you know, getting the things I needed to get, I did a lot of substance abuse, you know, just trying to, you know, get rid of a lot of things, not knowing it. But
To ease the pain or to ease the memories?
Memories. Sometimes couldn't sleep, you know what I mean? And it led to jail, which led to me getting involved back with the veterans in jail because they had a program there for veterans in jail. And I went through that program, and I realized that there was another way I could do this. And they started to get me the help that I need. And I went to the program, Suffolk County United Veterans. When I got released, I went into treatment. I finished my treatment. I went to school. I got my certification as an alcohol and substance abuse counselor. And they asked me to come back and work for them at the vet's place. And I said, hey, look, I got no problem with giving back what saved my life.
Absolutely. I was just going to say, would you credit them with saving your life?
Oh, yes. Yeah, you just without a doubt.
And did you grow up on Long Island? Or are you from?
I was born and raised. I was born in Alabama. I was raised in Alabama until I was 16. And then I moved to New York at the age of 16.
Sounds good.
So I had a little bit of both of both worlds.
So you were like a Southern boy, and then you came to New York, and then everything changed.
Yes.
Yeah. That's great.
That was a good cultural transition.
Yeah, absolutely. I can imagine that's like a total change of pace. So, but for people that are listening with the Suffolk County United Veterans, you are a quote-unquote success story,
yes,
correct?
Yes,
you know, so people that are listening this morning that maybe a veteran who's going through some hard times, or knows somebody that's really struggling right now, you offer them that hope. Being part of this organization, and just from your own personal story, you offer that hope and that inspiration for other people to know that there is a way out if they're going through a dark place right now. There is a way out. There's a path to get your life turned around, and you have done that.
Yes, I have. I definitely have turned my life right around, and now I work in the evenings as a substance abuse counselor also.
And you're here on a Sunday morning talking on there, isn't it great?
Keep him busy.
Great being up this early to talk all about the organization, the Suffolk County United Veterans. So we're heading into the holidays, and it is very important that we never forget our veterans here on Long Island and the ones that are still serving. Wilkins Young is here with us to talk all about the organization. You've got like 5,000 business cards out on the table. It's great. And last time when Wilkins was here, he brought a whole entourage. Eddie Szymborski was here, correct?
Yes, he was.
And Eddie, I'm friends with on Facebook. And Eddie is, you know, a veteran, and he's gone through some tough times, and he's working his way out of that now, and he's doing well, right? He's got his girlfriend. And,
he's got his wife. He's married.
His wife, I'm sorry.
He's cruising the Bahamas.
I'm going to get Eddie in trouble now.
Yeah.
So Eddie's cruising the Bahamas. But Eddie went through a tough time, too, and the reason I bring this up is that the key is for somebody that's listening right now, there's somebody out there listening and hearing you and is going through a tough time.
Right.
And I want you to just, you know, impart that wisdom that you have on them, you know, and let them know that there is a way out and there is hope to turn things around.
My fellow veterans, I say this to you today. You're not alone in this struggle. Just like we were comrades in battle, we're comrades at home because we're still fighting a battle at home. We're still fighting to survive every day. So we reach out to you and we ask you to reach out to us. If you're listening this morning, please take down my contact number, 631-924-8088, extension 1600, and we can get the ball rolling. Be sure that when you came home, you will not be left alone, and you will not be left behind. So please, if you're out there and you need some services, use that number I just called, or you can call this number also, 631-226-3900. That's 631-226-3900. That's our mental health hotline. So if you're out there and you're going through something and you're struggling, you know, and you can't get in contact with me, that's a hotline right there. You know, you can call and say, listen, I'm having a problem. Can somebody help me? And believe me, somebody will help you. So you're not alone.
Excellent. Do you go around the country to deal with vets in other parts of the country, or do you just stay here on Long Island?
Basically, we focus around in Long Island and New York.
All right, good. So we're local. We're Long Island-based. And helping the veterans here on Long Island. And I think Long Island, somebody give me this stat, Long Island has the highest rate of returning veterans, correct, mm-hmm. in the country?
Yep.
And then
we're the highest rate in 62 counties in New York.
Wow.
We house
so
the
Nassau
highest population.
And Suffolk.
Suffolk County houses, they have the highest rate of homeless veterans.
Wow. We got to
right
do
here with us.
Does it frustrate you that this doesn't get more attention in the media?
Yeah. I mean, you never can get enough of it. I mean, but I am happy with the way it has, how can I say it, expanded. You know, and, you know, I think maybe I can honestly say about when we first came in, yes. I mean, we had support, but nothing like the way we have it right now. So, you know, media is definitely helping us. You guys right. are definitely helping us. I mean, so volunteers, supporters. I mean, you'd be surprised at people that say, yo, what can I do for you? You
right.
know what I mean?
And so, that's why I want to get the word out and make sure people can get in contact with you. Wilkins Young with the Suffolk County United Veterans. One last time, Wilkins, give out the information for the organization and how people can get in contact with you and for somebody that's listening this morning that maybe wants to help out or is going through a tough time.
All right. 631-924-8088 extension 1600. That would be the contact person to get in touch with you. And our office hours are Monday through Fridays, 7 to 11, Saturdays and Sunday, 6 to 9.
Excellent. Wilkins, thanks for coming in this morning. Good to see you again.
Thank you, Ted. It's always a pleasure.
All the best of the holiday season as we get closer to Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And hopefully you can come back in 2018 and tell us some more about the great work that you guys are doing. And if you have any other events coming up, feel free to stop on back and we'll talk about it.
Thank you, Ted. I appreciate that.
All right. God
have
bless.
Have a good day. God
All right.
Bless
thank you.
You.
Wilkins Young with the Suffolk County United Veterans Organization talking about the vets here on Long Island and the importance of never forgetting them and making sure that we take care of our vets always, especially here on Long Island. My thanks to Wilkins for coming in this morning, being plugged into Long Island. My name is Ted Lindner, along the Cox Media Group Long Island Radio Network, 106.1 BLI, 102.3 WBAB, and 95.3 in the Hamptons and on the East End. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.